Some extremely local news now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella tells us how we can do Pilates, yoga, cardio, kickboxing, Zumba classes, all in the park. Right, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a great sign that summer is back in Chicago. We are ready for it. Every year, the Park District hosts a variety of classes in Millennium Park. They're free, which is awesome. If you know how much these typical workout classes cost in studios across the city, they could be like $30 a class. So you can get all of these classes in for absolutely free. Each class is 45 minutes, and they start this Saturday. We have the full schedule on our website, blockclubchicago.org. Some of the classes are in the Great Lawn near the J. Pritzker Pavilion, and others are in Wrigley Square, which is kind of in the corner of Millennium Park. And, yeah, you can get all those classes in. I know people who go every Saturday and do several classes in a row. They have more stamina than me, but, you know, you could do it if you want to.
Check it out, all at blockclubchicago.org. What's the latest on Gompers Park and the tents?
Yes, this has been a saga for many months. I know we've talked about it before. A lot of the neighbors in Gompers Park, which is in Mayfair, who live near there, they were saying, you know, these tents of unhoused people living in the park were disruptive. Others were saying, you know, just leave the tents alone. They don't have anywhere to go. But everything kind of came to a head this week because the Park District needs to put in a new wild, like a nature play space that was they previously funded. So they had to move all of the tents out of the park. So for the first time in almost a year, all of these tents have been removed from the park. 30 people who are living in the park in the tents have been placed with housing through the city. So some of them are still waiting for that housing, however. So they've kind of moved across the street. So you'll see on Foster across the street from the park, another kind of pop-up tent city. But the city is working with them, trying to find them housing. And the construction started yesterday on Gompers Park.
Yeah, I heard the park where I used to hang out as a kid mentioned, Eugene Park. That's the park next door, isn't it?
Yes, yes, and they kind of are moving people around until they can find everyone in apartments. Out of the 30 people who were placed with housing, 9 have already moved into apartments, but it's just a slow process.
And this is fun. In Bucktown, we have a new kind of social club, don't we?
This is a very 2025 story. It is a members-only club for people and their dogs. Starting at $99 a month, you can join Pup Social, which is actually in the former, like, iconic Green Dolphin Jazz Club site at 2200 North Ashland. It has everything in here. There is doggy daycare. There's dog grooming, an off-leash play space, also a co-working lounge if you want to just come and work and let your dog play. There's also a salon for people. So if you want to get a blowout while your dog is getting groomed, you can both get groomed at the same time.
Yeah. A social club for dogs and their people. What took so long? This seems like an obvious idea, doesn't it?
It does, yes. The woman who started it said, you know, she got a dog on the last day of her former job, which was planning a lot of events. And she's like, hey, I love my dog, and I'm always looking for things to do with my dog. And I feel like there's a lot of other people like me. So she decided to make it happen. And you can up to $1,500 a year for the premium packages at this social club. But yeah, you can do drop-ins for $99 a month.
Pup Social. Jen Sabella, blockclubchicago.org for more. Thanks, Jen. Have a good one.